All right. Welcome back to the Physician Syndicate podcast. I am your host, and today we have another special guest, another physician founder. We've had, I think, two on now. So welcome to the show, Gerardo Bonilla, co-founder and CEO of ChartNote.
Correct.
Got it. Do you have co-founders or is it just you?
It's just me. I have.
So founder. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, welcome to the show. And honestly, I love having physicians on that are doing interesting things in the world of building startups. And, you know, I think we've gone back and forth a couple times on LinkedIn. If you could just give us a little background on kind of who you are, where you came from clinically, and then kind of we'll jump into ChartNote.
Sure, Greg. Well, first, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure. You're kind of a role model for physician entrepreneurs. So we really look up onto you too, with what you have done. But anyway, so let me tell you a little bit of myself. So I'm originally from Mexico. I went to medical school over there. And then I always had the idea to come to the US for residency. And back then I wanted to be a surgeon. So I had a very untraditional approach to get into residency. I did so many things between medical school and actually starting residency. It took me like probably more than 5 years. So I was a scribe. I worked with a dermatologist. I did a pre-doc fellowship with a plastic surgeon at Baylor. But anyway, I did some rotations here in the US. And then finally, I got into a program at UCLA for doctors that speak Spanish. And basically, I got into family medicine and in LA at the UCLA affiliated hospital. And back then, I had a newborn, so I had to be like really efficient with my time. And back then, I discovered, well, when I started, we still had paper charts. So when we have paper charts, to be more efficient, I remember I'll make a template of the H&P when I was admitting patients. And then I made like copies, and then I'll use that template to put my note and put it in the chart. Then I got into Cerner and I discovered the dot phrases. And that really kind of like really saved me a lot of time. And I was able to leave on time at the end of the day. And so I transferred that knowledge to my first job, and it was in a clinic. And, you know, I started seeing all my colleagues, how like they would stay an hour or two, like after work, finishing notes. I remember this doctor who will come on Saturdays. I was doing clinic and then I would work in the hospital too. So I remember one Saturday I was in the clinic and this doctor came to just to finish the notes. So I had like a compilation of like 1,000 dot phrases, and I started just sharing it with my colleagues, and the people liked it. I decided to publish a book. And so I wrote a book with my dot phrases on Amazon, and that was probably like 5 years ago, and it became a bestseller. And I think still number one, at least in the first like five spots on, I think it's practice management.
What category does that fall into for
practice management?
For dog phrases.
Okay. So yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I decided to, you know, I always had this entrepreneurial spirit, and I created like a WordPress website and started selling the digital version of the dot phrases. And you know, people, not just in the US, but also like in Canada, UK, Australia, they will buy this. And they were meant to be used on third-party softwares. I don't know if you ever use Text Expander, Phrase Express. There's some softwares out there that basically insert snippets of text into whatever you have your cursor on the computer. So I still have that website and it's still selling the templates.
That's awesome. But that's something we talk about on the podcast a lot, is like, you definitely don't need to have like a fully fleshed out like product to actually start selling something, which is really cool.
Yeah, no. And during those days, I discovered the Y Combinator school, the startup school. And
which is super helpful.
Yeah. I'm sure you're familiar with that. You always mention Y Combinator. And yeah, I was like a really good crash course on entrepreneurship. So I had the idea of doing something simpler that like tailored to clinicians. So when I was working in the clinic, I met a guy who was doing this software for remote patient monitoring. And we started working together. I was testing his software, and that was how I met my CTO now. So he has a PhD on, I think it's mechanical engineering, and then transitioned into computer science, and he became the provost here at UC Davis for information technology or something like that. And then he founded a company with network analytics and had a successful exit. And he started this company in the health tech sector with this remote patient monitoring. And ultimately, his software didn't took off. And then I proposed the idea to him to do this, what we now call ChartNote. And the idea is basically to create a web application where you can create your notes using dot phrases, basically. And the idea came because I was selling this dot phrases, and you had to download the file, and then this software you have to install it on your computer. And as you know, in hospitals and clinics, you don't have admin privileges.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to do.
So the idea was, okay, let's create something that is web-based so that anyone could use it. And so we started with the first version. Let's see, I think it was at the beginning of 2021. And the MVP was basically a page where you could insert dot phrases and expand it. And we got our first 100 users, and then we added voice recognition. We partnered with a company in India that has like a really good product, even better than Nuance, because like it recognizes thick accents. So it works for more like a variety of accents. So we started getting more users. And I think just now we have 7,000 users, registered users. And we have like 500 active like subscriptions. And we have 250 daily active users. So we have about 1,500 a month. So we have some traction. And just like a few months ago when ChatGPT came out, it was like mind-blowing the first time we tried.
The AI revolution, yeah.
Yeah, so now we really got into sprint mode and we started developing this. I launched a pilot program with like very basic. It's like a software to record, and then I will manually process the notes and send it to the users. And just a couple of weeks ago, we got everything on the app integrated.
Are you guys using the OpenAI Whisper technology?
And no, we found that something that is a little bit better in terms of accuracy and the speed of processing. It only takes like a few seconds versus minutes. So,
out of curiosity, have you heard of a website called Hugging Face?
No, I haven't.
Check that out. It's actually pretty cool. So my partner, Ronak, and I basically are starting to look at that in terms of like, is there something we could potentially build in the AI space? And we're going after something, which I won't say on the podcast exactly what that is. But it's a website called Hugging Face, where you can actually go in and see like all of the top current LLMs that are built by basically individual people that you can actually fork and use yourself. And they have things like speech recognition and NLP and stuff like that. I would take a look. And it basically like you can see who the top performing LLMs and stuff like that are, even better than like OpenAI stuff. It's pretty cool. So how long ago then did you guys start doing that? Actually, like,
it's been a month, and we already processed over 1,000 patient encounters, and we have like 30 users that are we're just running this pilot program.
And is this all AI then? So you have the actual listening, and then, or are you still doing the notes yourself?
No. Now everything is automatic. I mean, even when I was doing it, I was just pushing buttons while the developers were creating everything. I wouldn't sleep because like they kept coming. I work at night now. So at some point I transitioned from working in the clinic to working full time in the hospital. And I just work part time now. and at night. So I, during the day I do Charnode, and then at night I use, I actually see patients.
That's awesome. So yeah. Many questions for you. So Chartnote, you said you launched basically back in 2020, 2021, or early 2021. Have you raised capital for it?
No, it's all bootstrap. So yeah.
Okay. So no angel investor checks, nothing. Why did you, out of curiosity, why not go the route of trying to raise capital?
I've been like open. I haven't like actually approached anyone to raise capital. One, I guess, is lack of network. And I will say that was the first one. And I mean, I did apply to like Y Combinator back when I started. And but other than that, I applied to an accelerator. And basically, those are the only two approaches to trying to look for funding. But one of the things that I always hear on YC or other sources is like, you need a technical co-founder, and then pretty much you have to be full-time. So that's one of, and maybe you can give me some guidance on this, because like for me, like I say, well, I don't know how to code. I mean, I'm pretty tech savvy, but I don't know how to code. I do have a team that codes for me, and we've been working for years now, and now I'm doing this full-time. So I have this sensation that if I go to a investor and tell him, well, I'm still going to be working on medicine because I need to pay the bills, but I also...
Well, see, that's an interesting, yeah, that's an interesting like back and forth you can think about. So I guess how many hours are you working right now a week on this?
Probably anywhere from 10 to 20, depending on...
Okay. Yeah. So in my mind, it's like, well, if you raise capital, then potentially you can go actually full-time on it and not have to do as much clinical work. Maybe you still do a little bit on the side, but... anyways, we can go into that a little bit later, maybe offline also. And so you said you have a few, so like 7,000 people that are users of the product, but more like 250 daily active users, 1,500 monthly active users. Are people paying for the product, or is it like a...
Yeah. So it's 500 paying subscriptions, and we get 1,500 monthly active users. Yeah, the we have basically a B2C SaaS product, a freemium business model, and our hypothesis is that we sell directly to consumer versus, you know, most companies that offer something like this sell to enterprise. And you know, the sales cycles are so long with enterprise that I think we have the advantage that whenever a physician wants to start using something like this, they just put their credit card and
then can they plug and play with any EMR? Is it
so like we have the web app, and you can create your notes there and copy paste to the EHR. We have the mobile app that you can use as a microphone to dictate or to create the mobile notes in the mobile app. And then we have a Chrome extension. If you are using a web-based EHR, you can insert the snippets of text directly into the EHR or dictate directly into the EHR. And now with the what we call the AI scribe, the idea is that you'll see the patient and then you can just insert the note into the EHR. But I mean, definitely the roadmap is to integrate with EHRs, but we have delayed that just because we don't have the manpower and or the time to deal with all that.
Well, out of curiosity, we can cut this out if you want to, but in terms of revenue then, so you're actually making real revenue. So how much are you actually bringing in if you know off the top of your head, like monthly recurring revenue?
So right now our monthly recurring revenue is 7,000 and we've done like 100,000 since we started.
So how much are people on average then paying for the product, the 500 paid users?
So our most popular package is, we call it Professional, and it's like $16 a month.
16?
Yeah. So it's
that feels really way too cheap.
Yeah. we're increasing the prices soon, but we basically wanted to start getting users. And then we have a Teams plan, and basically we're trying to get like small clinics and they can bring the whole team and they can buy seats. And those are a little bit more expensive, like $23 a month. So but we're actually about to release an upgraded plan now that we are about to release the AI Scribe. So, nice.
Well, if you can, do you want to demo the platform? We can actually
sure.
A video and let's put it see. Out there also for people to see.
I think I can share the screen here. Can you see the iPhone screen?
Yep.
Okay. So what you see on the left is the app, and then on the right is the web app. This is actually the testing environment. But basically, so the initial version had just like a way to write notes. Let me use, so people will like start putting snippets and basically they will copy paste this into the EHR. And then we added the dictation. So 10% with chest pain, period. So pretty much the same thing that Dragon does. And then we added the app where you can use to dictate. And just and a few weeks ago, we added the AI Scribe, which let me.
So you just turn on the AI Scribe and it just listens to your conversation with the patient then?
So the idea is you go into the room with your device. And later on, we're going to allow users to record using the web application. But for now, this was the easiest thing and most convenient, I think. So let's see. So basically, you can add a patient. Let's see. And it's optional, so you don't have to add a patient if you don't want to. And then we have a section where you can put helpful information. So if you didn't put any patient information here, you could put at least like the age of the patient,
what they're presenting for and stuff like
that. Just I mean, the more information you either input in text or record, the better, because otherwise, you know, you get the hallucinations that you get from GPT-4. So and then we have doctors that are using this in the clinic and the hospital, urgent care, ER, nursing homes, ambulance. So we have all sorts of users. So let's we have behavioral health, and I think that's like super helpful because, you know, they you get these patients that are just talking about their problems, and it summarizes everything amazingly accurate. So you can create a subnode, a node for behavioral health. They also use this format, psychologists, but I think this is the most common, right? The subnode, problem oriented. And then you can select the setting if you're in the clinic, in the hospital, nursing home, urgent care. So let's do clinic for now. And then if it's a follow-up or initial visit, and then you can select the language. I remember when I was in the clinic, at some point they got scribes for everyone from Augmetics. I'm sure you're familiar with the company, but they only speak English, and most of my patients spoke Spanish, so I couldn't use a scribe. So this is really cool that you can have an actual conversation with a patient in Spanish, and then you get the note in English. And then you can decide if you want to add like billing codes into the notes.
Oh.
I'm gonna turn it on just for fun. And so let's do this. Let's pretend you're the patient and you're here for, let's say, a fever and a cough, and I'll ask you some questions and just pretend that we have a clinic.
Will it actually hear me?
I think so. Increase the volume.
It'll be interesting.
So we'll see. Hopefully it works. Excellent. So, hey, Greg, how are you? I'm Dr. Bonilla. How can I help you today?
Hey, doctor. I'm having a little bit of a fever, elevated temperature, and a very, very long week of a cough that is worse at night.
I see. When did you start with the fever?
It was about 3 days ago.
Okay, and how high was your fever? Did you actually measure with a thermometer?
It was 102.1.
Okay, wow, so that's really high. Have you been using any medications for the fever?
No, just some Tylenol here and there to help me sleep.
Okay, and you mentioned you've been also coughing?
A lot of coughing, yeah. A lot of phlegm coming
okay,
up.
Okay, and also, have you been coughing for the last 3 days, or this started earlier?
A little bit earlier, about 5 days.
Okay. And anyone sick at home or at work?
I live by myself.
Okay. You're 78, so you're not. Are you working?
No longer
retired.
Working.
No. Okay. Well, so no one's sick at home. And do you smoke or used to smoke?
I used to smoke a couple packs a day.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with emphysema, COPD?
COPD.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any inhalers or any medications that you use?
I try not to use medications.
Okay. Excellent. Have you noticed any wheezing?
A little bit of wheezing. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is relatively normal for me.
I see. I see. Are you still smoking or you already quit?
I've tried to quit a few times, but still smoke a few cigarettes here and
there. I see. Okay. Well, I think it's a good idea to stop smoking because it's going to make your cough worse, at least for a few days. And then we'll talk about helping you quit. But anyway, so let's talk more about the cough and the fever. So I want to listen to your lungs. Is that okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, so let me just lift your shirt over here and take a deep breath. Excellent. Let me listen to the other lung. Okay, well, your lungs, I hear a little bit of wheezing in your lungs and some crackles on both lungs. And you sound a little tight. Let me check your oxygen really quick. And it seems like your oxygen saturation is 92%, which is a little bit low. I'm going to ask my nurse to give you a breathing treatment with albuterol. And I think you're going to start feeling better. And I'm going to give you a dose of prednisone. And you're going to start feeling better. I'm afraid that you might have a touch of pneumonia. Seems like you're having an exacerbation of your COPD or emphysema. And on top of that, you might have pneumonia. So what I want to do is give you a treatment with antibiotics. I'm going to prescribe this medication called doxycycline. And you're going to take 100 milligrams twice a day. So a tablet twice a day for a week. I'm going to send that to your pharmacy. And what pharmacy do you use?
The Rite Aid over on 2nd and Fitzwater.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll send it there. I'm going to send some inhalers. So if you start having shortness of breath, I'm going to send this medication called albuterol. And basically, have you used an inhaler before?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I have one at home, but I rarely use
it. Okay, well, I'll send another one just in case that one is expired. And so basically, you do two puffs every time you start feeling short of breath, and you could use it every few hours, every 4 hours or so. And then I'm also going to send prednisone, 60 milligrams, and I want you to take that for a week. You're going to get your first dose today here in the clinic, and then just finish the rest of the course during the next few days. So you should start feeling better with this treatment. But if after a couple of days you're still having fever, your shortness of breath is getting worse, please give me a call. And if it's really bad, just go to the emergency room. But I think this will make you feel better. And definitely don't smoke during the next few days. And I want to give you a follow-up appointment in a week. And just to check on you and make sure you're improving. This sounds like a plan?
Sounds good, doctor.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you and hope you get better.
Thanks. All right, this will be interesting to see.
Excellent. So, and then if you have time, I wanted to do something radiology related. Let's see. Okay, so I click transcribe notes. And it's going to start a transcription. And that transcription usually takes a few seconds. Let's see.
And so while that's processing, so I will have to jump off in a couple of minutes because my partner has a meeting
Good.
But in terms of like, where do you see this going for yourself? Like, what is the ultimate goal for you and for chart notes? And it's interesting also because it seems like you're taking a very different approach from the other players that you mentioned, like Automedics, Nuance, DeepScribe, like all those people, all of them seem to be going after like enterprise,
yeah.
Right? So top down approach. You're very much going from like a bottoms up approach, trying to get individual physicians and clinicians to start using ChartNote and then probably expanding up the ladder in terms of who you're talking to. But in terms of like, where do you see this going or where do you want this going? Like, what is the ultimate goal for you to get out of the company?
Well, I'll obviously financial freedom, but you know, this is something like deeply enjoy. I mean, getting, when I meet with my team on Mondays morning. So when I wake up on Monday, like I'm super excited because I get to work on this. So it's something that I'm really passionate about. And I've experienced burnout firsthand experience from just all the paperwork that we deal as doctors, and especially in primary care. And, you know, all these scribes that, I mean, like usually only the surgical specialties can afford the scribes, right? And I'm sure like augmetics, Nuance coming with DAX, it seems like it's going to be at least like a $2,000 a month or something crazy like that. Maybe they'll decrease the price, but I feel like there is a market for an affordable option, and I don't have to spend tons of money on marketing. And in fact, I don't spend any money on marketing. It's all word of mouth. And if I can bring something to the market that really helps doctors, that's very satisfying for me. But the goal is, like you said, is go bottoms up. So I want to get as many users as possible. And then if there's a clinic that realizes that their doctors are using ChartNote and they want to get a Teams plan, then we're ready for that. So that's how we have a few teams already, but that will be the plan for the next few years. And then long term, you know, I've always thought about there's a need for a better EHR. So who knows if we'll get into that, but I mean, definitely it will be amazing if we can grow into something like that.
Well, that's awesome. So did it actually
transcribe? Yeah, so let's see. It seems like it. Okay, so this is your note. Same. Can you?
I mean, okay. Yeah. This is great. So I'll go ahead and read it. So 78-year-old female presents with a fever of 102.1 for the past 3 days and a cough with phlegm production for the past 5 days. The cough is worse at night. The patient has a history of COPD as a former smoker, currently smoking a few cigarettes occasionally. Wow. She's not been using any medications for the fever, only taking Tylenol occasionally to help her sleep. She reports some wheezing, which is normal for her. She lives alone and is retired. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So physical exam reveals wheezing and crackles in both lungs, oxygen saturation 92%. Assessment, COPD exacerbation and possible pneumonia. Plan, administer breathing treatment with albuterol in the clinic, doxycycline chorus, an inhaler, prednisone, advise the patient to stop smoking. Yeah, that's awesome. And that, I mean, that took what, like maybe a minute and a half to transcribe that entire thing, get it into a workflow.
So like cool. I told you, like when I first saw this, like this is like just mind blowing. And the users that are using this in the clinic right now, they're just addicted to it. I mean,
See, that's the thing. I think you're charging. You're not charging.
No, actually, I have users tell me, I want to pay you more. And
well, that's an interesting thing. Like, I think that is going to be one of your next levers to pull is like the price discovery piece. Like, how much can you actually price this out at? Because I mean, how much more efficient are you making people?
Yeah,
I think that's
and then look.
From the business side of things, I would say you're probably not charging enough. The other thing that I would say is, honestly, I would go, if you're looking to kind of build your team, you can probably raise capital with this, right? Like you have a product in market, you have 7,000 users, which not a lot of people have. It's a AI enabled product. I mean, just from like my overall opinion is I would see if you can go out and raise a seed round, you know, 100K in revenue and you're charging way too, like you should be charging probably like 5 times the amount that you're charging. I don't know, man. Like this is, it's definitely a real business.
And yeah.
You got users and it works. That's the other thing. It's like you have a working product. That's
really cool. Let me just show you one last thing. So we implemented this thing called ChartNote Copilot. So let me just get out of here. So once you have this, you can probably go to your EHR and just paste a note there. But let's say you put it here and then we created this with just like to, it's pretty much ChatGPT integrated into ChartNote. But once you have the note, you can ask, okay, let's see, write an after visit summary. And let's see. And, you know, at least when I was in clinic, they'll require us to like put a patient instructions.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
yeah, or like the inpatient world, the discharge summary, like we've talked about on the podcast also, like that is a perfect example of what you should use ChatGPT for.
This is something that, you know, you'll get in a few seconds. And then let me ask a follow-up question. Let's see.
And it's also just in normal, everyday English that a patient can understand too.
Yeah. And then, you know, I can put it, write it in Spanish, write it in Mandarin. It's just amazing what you can, I mean, it makes you so much more efficient.
And for the people that aren't like watching this in real time, basically he was able to ask basically ChatGPT within ChartNote to write up an after visit summary for the patient in plain English so they can understand exactly kind of what happened in the actual patient encounter and what they're going to do when they go home in terms of medications and stuff like that.
If Epic can get GPT-4 into their system, that will be amazing. Although I bet that's going to happen in 5 years or something, if it ever happens.
I don't know. I mean, Epic and Microsoft now have a partnership to get the ChatGPT into at least in-basket messaging.
Well, so, yeah. And you know, our next move is going to be with the Chrome extension. Let me just move the Chrome here. So this is our Chrome extension. And basically, you can insert the snippets or dictate into the EHR. But the idea is that you have the note here, and then you will put it into the EHR. But what we want to do is basically just open the extension while you're in your inbox, select the question from the patient, and then just generate a response and insert it as a reply. So that'll be coming in the next few months. But anyway, let me stop the sharing.
So you definitely have the features coming down the product roadmap, which is awesome.
Yeah. So the roadmap is obviously keep developing, start looking into integration and, you know, getting more compliance, like third party, like, you know, those companies that make sure you're HIPAA compliant, being SOC 2 compliant and all that, just to eventually sell to enterprise. But that's, I think you can do more.
I honestly like your approach though of doing the bottoms up first and then kind of figuring out how do you sell in the enterprise level. So it's also just different from everybody else. So if people start using your product and then they're like forced to use something else, that'll give you a good signal if they would rather use your product. So it's very cool. Yeah, well, I have to jump, but thank you for joining the podcast, and hopefully we can have you back, you know, in the future when you start releasing other products and features along with it. So Any last plugs you want to throw out there for the physician listeners?
No. Well, maybe if they want to go into charno.com and create a free account, you know, they can just create an account and they can start playing with all this. The AI scribe is coming hopefully at the end of the week, but they can play with the copilot. And there is a website called referral.charno.com/AI scribe. Let me make sure I have it.
We can put that into the show notes. Yeah. If you just want to send me the link, I'll put it into the actual notes for the podcast so people
AI
can just go there.
So referral.channel.com/AI-scribe. And if it's just to get early access, if they get in there, they can get early access to the AI scribe. But yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Greg. It's been a pleasure. And
no problem. Thanks for giving us your story.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you next time on the Physician Syndicate podcast. Care. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we'd like to remind you that the information and opinions expressed on this podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as financial or investment advice. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly recommend that you consult with your lawyer, tax professional, and financial planner. Keep in mind that investing in startups can be extremely risky, and there's a potential for loss of your entire investment. Remember to always conduct thorough research and consider your risk tolerance before making any financial decisions. Stay informed, and we look forward to having you join us on our next episode of the Physician Syndicate podcast.